Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. While breathing, legs folded and upright, I am a receiver of deliciousness. The signal sneaks up and I am smiling inside to just be, letting my more happen. Words want to be more. They aspire to convey feelings, form conduits of direct experience, emulate life itself. But only life can be life. Then there's this word-based podcast that we're making together. Whether or not words can live, I enjoy opening an energetic flow. So when you hear, watch, or even if you're only reading underneath the language, the cognition, there is also rapport and a remembering of all we are. Feeling ourselves in the making of words, in the making of paintings, in the making of pancakes is an act of telepathy. Hello to the us, the we. And since this is summer vacation, there's hardly any meaning in these podcasts anyway. Probably 90% rapport, just chilling together, enjoying each other. Me rambling on the music of my voice, up and down, a golden string vibrating in the void. This, by the way, is episode 111, Wonder, Daughter of God Cast, Season 3, Summer Vacation, 71, 72 degrees in northern Michigan on October 10th, 2018. And a couple of days ago, while catfishing, I heard a cricket. And if you listen, you can hear crickets right now. I bet you can hear some. Maybe. Hang on, let's just see. We'll just turn this up so you can hear crickets. Ready?
Hear them? Can you hear the crickets?
Crickets. So, summer lingers. A dash of temporality for flavor. You might be listening to this just before the heat death of the universe at the edge of the Oort cloud. We can connect even with all of that between us. And what does that say about the between, I wonder? In the last episode, 110, Earth Dog, we riffed on desire and what or where our bliss is or could be. Starting with where it ain't. Desires suck when we assert unattainability. To avoid pain, we attempt to murder bliss and convince others to do the same. That's the elite athlete approach. Jam your magic sea chest full of wantings for a future life, or maybe a last minute avalanche of abundance. Kudos to those people, but I prefer to have my bliss and eat it too. Right now. Bliss gets easier the more we maybe. Maybe I could feel good. Maybe life rocks. Maybe my life is amazing. Indulgence in optimistic maybes inevitably produces tangible evidence, and we begin a gradual transition to definitely. Somewhere between maybe and definitely, our bliss appears. I'm pretty sure that's the recipe. Show ourselves that the universe is ready to do backflips on our behalf, and everything conspires to help us have, be, and do whatever we want. Yep, whatever. That might feel scary. Are we going to go mad and run amok across the galaxy like a Marvel meta antagonist? Mostly, though, that's a plainly outrageous idea for some people, especially for those who've been deeply indoctrinated into the cult of struggle. Drinking the green soup made of people parts, like that scene from Conan the Barbarian. Orgies and debauchery notwithstanding, we don't have to drink the green soup. Maybe by mentioning Conan and orgies, I'll have diffused the resistance somewhat. Why would the universe do backflips for insignificant you? How could it? That seems unscientific. We have to balk at this premise if we're going to play the human game, right? Games have rules, or better stated, limits that define what is the game and what isn't. The Divinity game is a kind of expansion pack for the human game. Not everyone wants that expansion, and that's fine. Right now we're playing the word game. Words are not the experience they describe. They are pointers and placeholders, maps of the territory. They are best deployed for goosing the imagination, which doesn't really need much to get going in the first place. The imagination is the cockpit of a user-friendly cosmos. If you've flown one alien spaceship, well, you've flown them all. I honestly have no idea whether these words can spark any imagination other than my own, but if yours has been sparked, then hooray! I'm only affirming what I already know, summarizing. The universe and I are already doing a super hot upside down double pole dance, our skimpy costumes fluttering to the floor. And from this sexy milieu, let's spin into what we might not quite know yet. There's about 8 episodes of this podcast that ask the question, why movie? In searching dog.movie, the website for Daughter of God, that's dog.movie, dog.movie, I realize that my current WordPress theme, 2017, is wonky at displaying archival content. I'll have to make some repairs before I look back. That's perfect anyway, because I want to skip the past and ask anew, what do I want to feel? What does the finishing and the finish of Daughter of God feel like? The movie that made is making me. With Dog in the Dunning, what's my optimal self-experience? And hey, that's episode 111, Wonder, another palindrome episode, prime 2. The next one is 10 episodes away. This episode is also homogeneous, all ones. We too are all ones. We're all in this together, whether speaking in spiritual cliches or even just living on the one earth. Everyone you've ever known and loved is out there on that pale blue dot. Little Voyager, the wondrous One Earth, the game board of the gods, divine adventurers neck deep in duality, a steaming mineral mud with tonic properties, dirt bathing, made from clay, primordial soup, lightning and cosmic rays, from imagination and easy presence, made by movies, by books and podcasts, paintings and forgetfulness. If we knew who we were, then we'd stop discovering who we were. And that's the purpose of Earth, stated simply. A god's gotta grow.